I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. First, let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org, Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. On that website, you will find a place where you can leave a prayer request, and I'll read that prayer request, and I'll pray with you that God would answer your need today. Also, please share with me your answered prayers. I like to rejoice with God's people when God reaches down and does something special for them. And you know that happens a lot more than what we think. I want to share those with you. I want to be able to thank God with you for those answered prayers that He has given you. Also, you can write me at Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. There's a lot of people in need today, and that's what I want to speak with you about in just a few minutes in Matthew chapter 14. Now, the Bible tells us here that Jesus was in an area where a great multitude had come out to see Him. And in verse 14, it says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick." In verse 16, it says, "But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give ye them to eat." Now, these people came out because they had a need. They wanted their sick to be healed, and Jesus wanted to heal their spiritual need as well. And we look around today and we see there's a great spiritual need in our country, in our nation, as well as in the world. People need Jesus as their Savior. The Bible tells us that if a person would call upon the name of the Lord, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin, come into my heart, I receive you as my Lord and Savior." The Bible says, "To as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of the children of God." God wants to give you eternal life today. And that life, that eternal life, comes only through His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us. But He didn't stay in the grave. The Bible tells us that He rose from the grave, and He's now with the Father in heaven to make intercession for us. We're saved. We have eternal life through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. But I want you to notice these people, the great multitude that was here, They were here with Jesus, and they came to be healed, and they wanted their sick to be healed. But notice they came and they had another need. They had a physical need. Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart, give you them to eat." He was speaking, of course, to His disciples, that they not send these people away hungry. You know, the capacity of sorrow belongs to our grandeur, and the loftiest of our race are those who have had the profoundest sympathies because they have had the profoundest sorrows. You may be going through a difficult time right now. There's a lot of people losing their homes. They're in need of finances. And you may be one of those people, and you may be wondering why God is allowing you to go through these things. But you know, sometimes He allows this so that we can help others along the way. I believe that God has something better for you waiting around the corner. I believe that God can supply your needs. We need to wait upon the Lord. Sometimes we jump ahead of Him. But I believe that if you'll trust Him and put all of your care upon Him, have faith in the Lord. He's still on the throne, and He can still answer your prayers. God has something great for you around the corner. Not only do we see that Christ is able to take care of our needs, He's concerned about our needs, but He considers us in our needs when others do not care. In verses 15 and 16 of Matthew 14, it says, "And when it was evening, His disciples came to Him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But notice what Jesus said here. Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Well, to the disciples, these people needed to go someplace so they could eat. It wasn't that the disciples were being mean or anything. They just didn't have the means of feeding all of these people. But you know, Jesus knew they had the means, because he knew how to go to the Father in prayer. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ went to the Father in prayer. He asked the Lord to multiply these fishes because as we read on, we understand that Christ is not restricted by circumstances in supplying our needs. He is the one who can do it because he has become our high priest. He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He was like as we are. He was in the flesh. He was tempted. He was hungry at times. But he looked to his heavenly Father to supply his needs. And we need to go boldly to the throne of grace according to the Word of God. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're in need today, you need to go to the Lord. It's true that we need to work. We need to supply as much as possible for our needs on this earth, for our families. But there comes a time when it just doesn't seem possible. And therefore, we need to come boldly into the throne of grace, asking God to supply the needs that we simply cannot do, that the needs we cannot supply for ourselves or our families. Now, Christ is not restricted by circumstances. In verses 17 and 19, it says, and they say unto him, this is the disciple speaking to him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Well, how did Jesus do this? We know that Jesus is God, but I want you to notice what he did here. He took the fishes, he took the loaves, and he looked up to heaven, and he blessed. In other words, he asked God the Father to multiply these fishes and loaves. We need to look to God today. We need to look to the Lord and ask him to multiply what we have so that the needs can be met. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now look in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And what I want you to notice here is that the Word was with God, and God was here. Jesus is the Word. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Jesus is God. And the thing I want you to notice here is in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word created here is B-A-R-A in the Hebrew, bara or bara, however you want to say it. And that word means to create out of nothing. Christ can take our nothing, our little that we have, and make something out of it. Makes the difference who you are today. You may not think you're worth much, but God thinks you're worth a lot. He believes that you were worth sending his son to die for. And Christ can take our nothing, our little, and make something. It makes no difference what we have or don't have. Jesus is not restricted. He is the one altogether lovely. He is the one who is the great provider. He can take care of our needs today. And notice something else. He's not restricted by any lack. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God can supply every need today, but we need to go to him and we need to ask him to supply those needs. And we see that finally that Christ meets our needs. He meets our needs about the things that we need. And, you know, a lot of times he gives us things we don't even need. He pours out a blessing on us. In verse 20 it says, "And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full." Now, if you read the entire section here, you'll see that, "And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children." Think of that. Think of the multitude that was here, and think of the loaves and the fishes, how that God blessed that, how that Jesus asked God to bless it and multiply that little that was there, and how that he multiplied it, and they took up 12 baskets full after 5,000 men, beside women and children, ate. There was an abundance. God wants to open the windows of heaven to you today. He wants to bless us, but so many times we try to restrict God, and we pray, "God, I need this or that, if it be your will." But we need to go to him in faith, faith believing that he will give us what we need and that he will pour out a blessing upon us. God loves you today, and he wants, first of all, for you to know his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible teaches us that if we go to Jesus, faith believing, and say, "Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. I know I can't save myself. Please come into my heart and save me today." If you'll pray that prayer, the Bible says that Jesus will save you. And remember, "For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." He loves you so much. He came to earth. He gave his life for you, that you could be saved. And if you're a Christian today, cast your care upon him, because he cares for you. He loves you today, and he wants you to be happy in the Lord. Serve him today. Pray and ask him to supply your need. Thank you for joining me today, and remember, I'll be praying for you. Go to our website, lrwm.org, or write me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Write me today and share with me your need of prayer and those blessings that God has bestowed upon you.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.